好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神把我们带到2021年2月14号的主日。
God guides us to February 14, 2021, Sunday worship.
今天讲到的题目是面笑的奥秘。
Today the sermon title is The Mystery of East.
我开始先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀和恩典。
Thank you for your glory and grace.
要让我们在这空虚被你的时代为你做的美好的见证。
In this emptiness stage, we can do witness for you.
主啊，求你继续的带领我们以下的时间。
Lord, please continue to guide us.
好，让我们真晓得你是我们生命当中那唯一的主。
So that we truly understand you are the only God in our heart.
我们愿意将主权再次的交上。
Once again, we just leave the sovereignty to you.
求你带领，求你掌管。
Please guide us and just be places in control.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，面笑的奥秘。
The mystery of East.
呀，有人问我，牧师啊，怎么今天是情人节，你都不讲讲情人节的道呢？
So some people ask me, Pastor, today is a Valentine's Day. How come you do not preach the title?
而且现在是中国人的新年呢。
And also, this is a Chinese New Year.
好像在你的信息里边都没有反映这些内容啊。
Seems like in your sermon, you just do not reflect this kind of message.
我得跟我这个好朋友说了，我说我已经很多年了，不去讲这个所谓的应节的道。
So I told my friend, I said, it's been several years, and I do not preach this according to those festivals.
倒不是说不可以讲节日，不是。
I'm not saying that we cannot preach about those festivals.
那是我生怕这个节日会反过来反噬神的话语。
What I'm trying to say is that I just have a concern, and with all those festivals, just covered God's words.
呀，我不愿意世上有任何的东西去影响上帝的话语。
I don't want to have any worldly things to affect God's words.
反倒是应该上帝的话语统领万物，包括各样的节日，对不对？
But we should just let God's words to guide everything.
好，我们就按照计划讲今天的道，好不好？
So we just according to our preaching schedule to preach.
当然，祝今天天下的所有的有情人都终成眷属。
Of course, we just bless all the couples and have a great ending.
也愿意每一位夫妇都能够彼此相爱。
And may all couples would love one another.
家人之间和睦相处。
And also the families that just are peaceful, just get along with.
弟兄姐妹一同来见证主的大爱。
And brother and sister, just testify for God's great love.
好，面笑的奥秘。
The mystery of East.
什么是面笑呢？
What is East?
面笑其实就是做面食的一种普通的用料嘛。
East actually is an ordinary ingredient.To make those food.
中东人比较习惯，包括中国的新疆啊，西边那些人吃的那个馕啊。
The people from the Middle East or the people from Xinjiang and the food they eat naan.
我们亚洲人从小到大吃的馒头、面包、花卷等等，都属于这一类。
Also like a steamed bun and steamed stuffed bun from Asian.
我们都离不开这个所谓的面笑，会不会啊
？So we just cannot be apart from the East, right?
笑在圣经当中当然是有正面有负面的一个继续和一个使用，有没有？
So East in the Bible there is a positive also negative meaning.
耶稣让我们防备法利赛人的笑啊。
Jesus asks us just be careful about those East from the Pharisees.
在这一节经文当中又说面要全团的发起来啊。
And also in the scriptures and talking aboutActually, we need to have the dough just completely just go through.
所以笑本身是中性的，没有什么问题的。
So ease by itself, it's neutral.
关键是我们使用时的心态与动机，会不会？
And the key is when we use it, what kind of mindset and motivation we have.
那今天这个经文呢，耶稣在这里用笑来比喻天国。
Here in the scriptures today, Jesus used the East as a parable about the heavenly kingdom.
它其实指的是福音的广传度、权柄的彰显度以及教会的发展度，对吧？
It's talking about the degree the gospel is spread, also the degree of revealing the authority and the degree of a church development.
让我们来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
平常的妇人。
An ordinary woman.
想想耶稣是用选择用面笑来比喻天国里边藏了很多的奥秘啊。
Jesus chose ease to teach us a parable about heavenly kingdom and has a mystery hidden in it.
当我们进入到经文的细节的时候才发现哇里面的内容好丰富啊。
So when we go into the detail, we just realize it's the message is very abundant.
首先呢这是从家里开始。
First, it starts from the family.
圣经说福音本是神的大能对不对
The Bible says it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone.
然后要救一切相信的。
And to bring salvation to everyone.
接下来还有话讲哦。
And he said, oh, even further.
他说先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
And then he said, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
所以我们看到耶稣是走遍各城各乡，去到一家家犹太人的家，记得吧？
Therefore, and Jesus just go to the every town, every village, and go to the people's house of the Jews.
那么接下来呢，彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰都是主到门徒的家中，甚至到渔船上把他呼叫过来跟随主的。
And then Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they just, Lord just go into their house, and even just also go to the fishing boat.
我们不要忘了，耶稣是去到门徒的家里边去呼召他们的，对不对
？So don't forget, Jesus go to the disciples' house to call them.
那么最后的晚餐呢
？What about the Last Supper?
要主在哪里设立圣餐呢
？Where did Jesus establish the communion?
五旬节又是在哪里降临呢
？So on the Pentecost and where does it just arrive?
都发生在耶路撒冷的锡安山上一个著名的马可楼啊。
It all happened in the synagogue at the Mount Zion.
稍稍讲一讲这个圣地的地形了，好不好
？So let me explain a little bit about the geographical area.
耶路撒冷就是三座山和两个峡谷所组成的。
Jerusalem was formed with the three mountains and the two.Valley.
从东到西的橄榄山、圣殿山和锡安山，对吧
？So from the from the east to the west, and there's a mountain Olive and Mount Zion.
所以大家以后去到耶路撒冷，别忘了三座山都不要漏过哪一座呀
？If you go to Jerusalem, don't just forget about those three mountains.
那今天讲的这个马可楼呢，就坐落在锡安山上，第三座山上。
Today we talk about the synagogue. It is located at Mount Zion.
这马可楼其实你进去发现整个房子好像是石头凿成似的，全是石头。
Synagogue, this place, it's just like made of stones.
历代的政权在逼迫教会的时候呢
？When the regimes of all ages persecuted churches.
圣经也好，教会历史也好，都记载聚会，教会的聚会就在家中进行了。
So in the Bible, also the church history just recorded, and they just worship at home.
那为什么中国会有家庭教会呢
？So why in China there's a home church?
从50年代开始，政权也同样逼迫基督教，对吧
？Since 1950, all those regimes and also persecuted churches.
所以所有的海外的宣教士都被赶出去了。
The overseas missionary, they were just cast away from China.
然后教会也关门啦。
Also, church closed the door.
或者是只能是三支教会才能聚会啊。
Or only the three self church.
三支教会就是在政府在共产党掌控之下，在基督与教会之间新加入一个权柄嘛，对不对
？Three self church, and that is a church has the govern authority just control that.
这个教会就好像从身体当中长出一块。肿瘤出来啊
！Seems like there's a tumor just born and just from this body.
所以大家选择教会应该有智慧去选择，按照圣经的原则来选，对吧
？So when you choose a church, I hope God give you this wisdom to choose.
所以当这个教会产生癌变的时候呢，那教会的机体自然会把癌细胞排除出去嘛。
So when church and if the church got this cancer, and for sure they want to just remove this tumor.
我记得我92年去在广州去访问大马站的那个林宪高牧师。
I remember 1992, I went to Guangzhou. I visited Pastor 林宪高。
他说那个时候我对三字也好，家庭也好，概念不是很清楚了。
During that time, I'm not quite clear about the concept about those three self church.
所以林牧师算是教导我吧。
So Pastor Lin, he taught me.
他说什么？你还去三支教会
？And he said, So, do you go to Three Self Church?
我说不都是教会吗？
And I replied him. I said, well, aren't they all churches?
我记得很清楚，林先高牧师教导我说，那是不信派的所谓的教会，但不是真教会。
Pastor Lin told me that actually those church, the Three Self Church, and they're the unbelievers.
坦率讲，我当时的我对这个问题也没有太多的认识。
Be honestly, actually during that time, I don't have much understanding about that.
甚至也没有能力去分辨的，不都是教会，不都是唱诗赞美，不都是有牧师讲道吗？
I don't even have ability to discern. I said, aren't they, which they're all sing a gospel song and also has a pastor preach?
但是在本质上，教会和基督之间不允许有任何其他的权柄，你能听明白吗？
However, in essence, between church and Christ, there shouldn't be anything else. Do you understand?
有人在教会之上安插了非基督的权柄，这还叫教会吗？
If someone just put some authority on the top of the church, can you still call that a church?
Yeah, 所以当时在中国大地上就充满了中国的家庭教会，就这么来的嘛。
Therefore, since then, and in China, there just has the home churches that just come out.
Yeah, 今天的经文也告诉我们一个奥秘啊。
Today's verses tell us a mystery.
他说麦笑的种，面笑的种子是从家里开始的。
The verse tells us the seed of yeast start from the family.
这是一个天国的奥秘，不信主人不懂的。
This is the mystery of the heavenly kingdom. Non-believer would not understand.
有一年我在北京人大的一个教会吧。
One year I went to
人民大学。
I went to a university, 人民大学 in China.
Yeah, 那个教会呢，我那天讲到的时候呢，刚好是89人，我点了一些人数，89人。
So that day I appreciate their church, their total attendance 89 people.
后来又上来一个人。
And then later, one person came in.
Yeah, 坐在门口。
He just sit at the front door.
后来讲完道以后才发现，原来这就是当地的派出所的所长啊。
So after I preached, I just realized this person actually he just from the government officers.
他跟我讲，王牧师，你知道吗？
He said, Pastor Wong, do you know?
你今天所讲到的这个教会，在我的权柄之下呀。
And he said, Do you know today the church that you preach to? This church is under my authority.
我就笑了笑，请问你有什么权柄啊？
So I smiled and asked him, What kind of authority do you have?
他说我手一挥，这个教会就关门了，就不许再聚会了。
And he said, If I just raise my hand, and then the church has to close.
我说，哎呦，你打算怎么做呢？
I asked him, So what is your plan? How are you going to do it?
他说我就把今天这个人全赶出去，以后不许再来聚会了。
And he said, I'll just get rid of all the people in this church. They cannot worship anymore.
我就站立起来拉着他的手，我说，哎呀，所长，我要好好谢谢你啊。
So I stood up. I shook his hand. I said, I want to thank you.
哎，牧师，你怎么谢谢我呢？
And he said, how can you want to thank me?
我说，你不了解教会的本质啊，教会的奥秘是什么，你不清楚啊。
I said, you don't understand. What is the mystery and the essence of church?
教会呢，就是有主在，两三个人在一起，那就成了一个教会了，知道吧？
I told him, church, that is as long as there are two or three people worship together in God Jesus Christ's name, that's church.
今天聚会是加上你在那是90人。
Today, our worship, including you, 90 people.
那你算一算吧。
So, just count it.
你把这个教会打散了。
If you scatter this church.
把这个教会给分散出去了。
If you just kind of just divided this church.
现在教会是一个教会。
Right now, there's one church.
那出去以后呢，两三个人就在一起聚会，主就与他们同在啊。
So when I go out, two or three people worship together. God is with them.
你算算他们会有几个教会啊
？So just calculate how many churches going to be.
30间教会就因为你这个动作产生了。
Because of your action, there will be 30 churches.
你说我是不是要谢谢你啊
？So should I thank you?
我走到哪都要传扬你在这里做的贡献。
Wherever I go.I will just spread this good news that you contribute.
我现在还记得那个所长当时愣在那里，张大个嘴巴，看得我说不出话来。
I still remember he just stunned and he just cannot just say speechless.
我说教会啊，往往缺就缺一个逼迫，你越逼迫他，越兴旺，越发达。
So for the church, the more you persecute it, and the more the church will revive.
这是天国的奥秘，你知道吗
？This is the mystery of heavenly kingdom. Do you know?
弟兄姐妹，不要忽略你的家哦。
Brothers and sisters, do not neglect about your house.
你的家是 天国的奥秘，我再讲一遍哦。
Your house, that is the mystery of the heavenly kingdom.
所以你的家如果有条件的话呢
？Let me say one more time. If your house had, can provide a condition.
摸着心自己问一句，我是否愿意为天国开放自己的家庭呢
？Ask yourself, are you willing to open your house for heavenly kingdom?
其次呢，是有妇人拿来，经文就这么讲喽。
Second, a woman took.
我看完以后我就停在这里自己问自己
When I read the verse I just kind of pause and then I ask myself
这个经文还能怎么说呢
So what can this verse say another way
这个经文能不能够不这么讲呢
Can the verse not just say this way
比如说有仆人拿来行不行啊
So can the verse just describe there's a servant just took something
然后或者说有弟兄拿来多体面呢、啊、对吧
Can we say a brother, he brought something?
也符合犹太人继续事情的常理嘛
And it's more reasonable for the Jews to record things.
犹太人这个大男子主义怎么可能讲随便讲女人不随便讲呢讲弟兄讲仆人多威风啊
Because for Jews, they just focus on the man, and it's better to say this way.
所以这节经文是不符合常理的。
So this verse is just doesn't quite reasonable.
呀这里边特别提出来是有妇人拿来。
The verse particularly mentioned a woman took.
我相信当时的人这么记载，他自己也未必知道这里边的奥秘、
啊。I'm just thinking maybe when the author wrote this book, he doesn't really understand, also didn't know all.
但是这两千年来的教会历史，其实让我们已经可以晓得这里边的真理是什么了。
However, but for the past 2,000 years, church history. Just let us know.
你发现没有？自从主降临之后呢
？Did you notice since God just comes?
呀，女人的地位不一样了。
The woman's status is different.
姐妹们的角色有了一个全然不同的样式，同不同意啊
？And the sister's role has a totally different model.
你看新约是怎么记载女性、记载姐妹、记载这个使女般的服侍？留心一下。
Just pay attention in New Testament. How does the Bible describe about sister serving?
呀，我当然丝毫不想去改变圣经的性别律、角色律，这不是我的意思。但我要指出一个现实来。
Of course, I'm trying to just change something, but I just want to describe out the fact.
圣经特别加了一笔很奇怪的一个故事，很奇妙的一个故事，对不对
？The Bible just record a very strange story.
呀，圣经说彼得的岳母病了，发热病。对吧
The Bible says Peter's mother-in-law, she has got a fever.
耶稣就走上前去为她医治啊。
Jesus healed her.
她一治好了，马上就起来服侍神。
Once she's healed, she starts serving.
为什么在圣经中会记载这一件事呢
？Why in the Bible recorded this?
耶稣基督出来服侍三年多呢
？Jesus Christ served for the 3 years.
其实后面一直跟随着一群不离不弃的姐妹们、妇女们，一直跟随着他。
And there's a group of women follow him.
Yeah, 主在世上所活动的事工当中所需要的供应啊、服侍啊，姐妹们都默默无闻的在后面跟随，并且尽上他们的忠心，也成为我们的榜样。你同意吗
？And this group of sisters, they just support and they serve the Lord and just be our role model. Do you agree?
主被钉十字架的时候呢
？When Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我们这弟兄们、男人们比较汗颜，不好意思。
And just kind of embarrassing, and all those just brothers.
大弟子彼得带着其他的弟子都跑了。
And Peter, the greatest, the disciples, and he just bring and also other brothers, they all escaped.
留下一个最小的小兄弟约翰就陪在耶稣的母亲身边呐。
And there's the youngest brother John, and he's by the side of Jesus' mother.
保罗的宣教途中呢？
In Paul's mission trip,
记得吧？有一位卖紫色布的吕底亚在支持他的事工，有没有
？Do you remember Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, and she's the one she supported Paul's ministry?
不用看历史，看今天教会的光景吧。
If not, just look at the church history. Let's look at today.
你会不会有一些阴盛阳衰的感觉呢
？Do you have a feeling? Actually, there are more women than men to serve.
除了鼓励我们的姐妹们。
So, other than encouraging our sisters,
你们想一想，会不会神也在这里用一个激将法对我们的弟兄们说话呢
？So, everything maybe God used the prodding method to challenge our brothers.
是不是神用这个现象来挑战我们的弟兄们呢
？Does God use this kind of phenomenon to challenge our brothers?
我很想跟弟兄们说一句话。
I really want to tell brothers.
在教会里边，弟兄不起来啊。
in the church if brother do not stand up?
这个破口仍然在哪里？
The bridge still there.
请问你是否愿意走上前去堵住这个破口呢？
Are you willing to just close this bridge?
姐妹们的敬忠心。
The sisters, they are being faithful to God.
要教会的复兴在弟兄上。
But church's revival is on the brothers.
请问你是弟兄吗？
Are you brothers?
请问你是主所要用的那一位弟兄吗？
Are you the brother God will use?
请你不要再 behind of that， 不要再躲到后面来，能够走到前台来，好吗？
Please do not hide behind it。
好，最后是藏在三斗面。
Lastly, hidden in 60 pounds of flour。
呀，没做过面食的人呢，可能不了解这一点。
The people have not made the food made of flour may not understand。
呀，在传统上的这个面笑，它其实就是一坨旧面呐。
Actually, in tradition, and actually, that's just a piece of the old dough.
Yeah, 每一次吃完馒头啊，吃完包子，那个和的面呢，那个面呢就留一块，藏在面里边。
So every time after we just made this kind of those dumpling, this kind of things, we just keep this keep a piece of the old dough.
下次再想蒸馒头、蒸包，就把这坨面给稀释了，放在水上来和面呢。
Next time, if one just to make another dough, we just put that into it.
然后每一次用就如此循环往复，面笑的一直保留下来。
So that is the way we just keep this the old dough to continue.
教会以及福音的推展呢，也是同样的道理。
It's the same for the church and the gospel development.
无论你的逼迫有多强
，No matter how great the persecution is.
上帝总是留下那块面笑。
God always keep this the old dough.
而且教会是遇强则强，蓄势待发，你知道吗？
Do you know the church when church faces some kind of big pressure, it just gets stronger.
我这句话是对那些逼迫教会的人讲的，你有耳可听的，你也应当听了。
When I say this, I'm just telling those people you persecuted the church.
1974年，江青在接见外国记者的时候说：“我们中国已经消灭了基督教了。”
1974.And Jiang Qing, she told those foreign news reporters, and she said, "We already demolished the Christianity."
从此，中国就只有英特纳雄奈尔 International.
And then, since then, and the future, and their China has only had the international.
然后就一定要实现了。
And so it must be fulfilled.
如果大家会唱国际歌，大概就知道这个意思，对不对？
If you know how to sing the international song, then you know what I'm talking about.
消灭了基督教。
So.She said, "We already demolished."
她说中国不再需要任何的宗教。
And she said, "China does not need any religion."
结果她想不到的是什么呢
？However, unexpectedly,
两年过后，她自己就锒铛入狱了。
Two years later, she was sent to the prison.
但是教会却藏在各个家庭当中，你知道吗
？But churches are hidden in every family.
教会你消灭不尽的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, church just cannot be destroyed.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know what is the reason?
今天的经文就告诉我们这个奥秘啊。
Today's verse tells us the mystery.
因为福音藏在各家的三斗面里边。
Because gospel is hidden in the 60 pounds of flour.
家家户户都有那块面笑藏在家里。
Every family has this piece of the old dough.
只在蒸馒头和蒸包子的时候，面笑就出来了。
So if you just steam the bomb, and then it will come out.
当时候满足的时候呢
？When the time fulfilled.
1979年一数算基督教的人数呢
？1979, and when they just count the number of
中国的基督徒竟然有500多万之多呀
！And the Chinese Christian, they are like 5 million.
记得当时的统战部宗教局的官员说：“真是想不到啊。”
I remember during that time, the officer of the United Front War Department.
经过了这么厉害的文革。
And they say, just cannot believe that after the severe Cultural Revolution.
右派都没了。
And the right wing is gone.
全国山河一片红，都是左派。
And the whole nation is all the left wing.
怎么教会的人数不减反增呢？
How come the number of the church has just increased, not decreased?
如果你不信主，这个奥秘你参透不了的。
If you are not a believer, you just cannot discern about the same mystery.
那反倒会轻看藏在各家各户的三斗面，会不会啊
？And you may just look lightly or look down on this the 60 pounds of flour.
那回想我自己也是一样啊。
I think about myself, and I'm the same.
90年信主，91年神就呼召我了。
I received Christ in 1990, and then 1991, and I just received God's calling.
有千万个不愿意啊。
I just don't want to serve God.
Yeah, 想想原因就是心里边骄傲。
And the reason is because I have the pride.
那为什么骄傲呢？
So why do I have this pride?
也和外邦人一起来轻视神藏在各家各户的三斗面里边的这个面相啊。
I'm just the same as with the Gentiles. I just look very lightly. I look down on the 60 pounds of flour.
啊，今天的经文借着一个平常的妇人告诉我们三个大的奥秘啊。
So from today's verse, and give tells us the big mystery.
好，这是第一点。
This is the first main point.
我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
等候的时空啊。
Time and the space of waiting.
你要想发面，就一定离不开等候，对不对？
If you want to leaven the dough, then you just cannot be apart from
waiting time. 如果你要等候，就必须有圣灵的果子来忍耐，同意吗？
If you want to wait, then you need to just endure with the fruit of the Spirit, right?
所以首先你要等候耶和华，同意吗？
Therefore, first, wait for the Lord. Do you agree?
真的不是我说，是诗人说的。
It's not what I said, it's the poet said.
那诗篇二十七篇十四节怎么讲呢？
In Psalm 27, verse 14.
他说要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
你听到这样的话语，你怎么想呢？
When you hear this verse, what do you think?
那我们很自然的，为什么要等候耶和华？
Maybe naturally we will say, why do I need to wait for the Lord?
你知道耶和华对你的回答是什么吗？
Do you know what is the God's answer to you?
他的回答就是很简单，因为他是耶和华呀。
He will tell you, because I'm the Lord.
当年耶和华回答摩西也同样的道理啊。
It's a saying, when God answered Moses.
摩西问你是谁啊？
Moses asked him, so who are you?
他说我就是啊。
And he said, I am who I am.
好像有点大家听不懂话，对不对？
And it seems like it's hard to understand.
上帝回答这个我就是的意思就是 of course, 理所当然，我是自由就拥有的一位，你还要问吗？
And God just answered that I'm who I am. Why you need to ask?
犹太人也会觉得我们问这个问题很奇怪。
The Jews also would think our question is very strange.
怎么等候耶和华在你这会成为一个问题呢？
How come to wait for the Lord become a question for you?
耶和华创天造地，他创造万物啊。
God created heaven and the earth.
难道他还不值得你去等候吗？
Is he not worthy for you to wait?
我们相信耶稣基督的人难道更加应该理所当然，同意吗？
So the one like us, we believe in Jesus Christ. Don't you think it's reasonable?
这是我们今天信了耶稣，但却不真正信耶稣的人一个最大的一个诟病在这里，你知道吗？
This is the biggest problem for the people who receive Christ, however, do not really believe in God.
我们口中知道他是创天造地的主。
From our mouths, we said we believe and we know his creator.
我们心里面也愿意相信他是我可以依靠的神。
And we just kind of just believe that he's the one we can trust.
但是一行出来呢？
However, when we just behave,
你马上敬拜的就是马门呐。
Very quickly, what we worship is the money.
金钱马上就取代了耶和华的位置，有没有？
Then the money just quickly replaced God.
你明明应该专心致志的去传福音。
Obviously, you should just pay attention to share the gospel.
他却每天在那玩股票。
But every day, just that you just play on the stock market.
我讲的可不是一句假话，是亲眼所见、亲身经历的。是我们身边，或者说是远处、近处的，有没有传道人，有没有牧师，今天每天还手机不离手，每天看股市，有没有啊？
So I'm just not. It's an empty words. And is there any that the pastor or minister just don't all the time? You just play on the cell phone to.Watch the stock market.
我倒不是说你当牧师就不可以去玩股票，你理理财也是应该的。
I'm not saying as a pastor you cannot just do the stock exchange. I don't mean that.
但是当你理财的这个经历多过你牧会，多过你关心弟兄姐妹，多过神的国度的时候，你在出卖你的灵魂，你知道吗？
However, if you just manage the financial just more than when you just shepherd the church.Then that's not right.
就好像一个当兵的战士
I just like a soldiers.
每天都在紧张在战场当中度过
And every day it just passes every day. He just goes through this on the battlefield.
但是每天也同样在挖空心思想着怎么赚钱
But every day at the same time, he's trying to think how to make money.
我要讲一句话，你要认真听我这一句话。
I want to say this to you. Please listen carefully.
人呢，这一心不可二用的。
With our heart, we cannot just do both things at the same time.
你又在战场上打仗，你又在关心股票，关心你的金钱的多少。
On one hand, you pay attention on the battlefield. On the other hand, you also pay attention on the stock market.
你这个兵能当好，那才叫一个奇怪。
If you can just be a good soldier, that would be very impossible.
你就关心一下你军营的同伴。
Just look over your just the other soldiers that co-work with you.
你看看自古以来那当兵的历史。
Look at those history in the army.
有谁在战场上奔跑，在军营里边生活，一心还挂念的如何发财呢
？So who just serve in the army, then also at the same time just pay attention how to make a fortune?
我要是你的上司，我要是军队的军官，我一定把你开除出军队，你信吗？
If I'm your leader, for sure, I will just fire you.
Yeah, 我信。
If you do not believe it, I
do. 你已经完全奉献给上帝了。
You already offer yourself to God.
你每天心里还挂念着马门，挂念着金钱，挂念你的银行那个金钱的多少，你对得起呼召你的主吗
？And then, if every day you just pay attention, just focus on the money, and how can you just face God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
人生很短的。
Life is very short.
你所等候的真的是这位耶和华吗
？The one you are waiting for is that really God?
呀，这位不但是创天造地，而且还舍命在十字架上，你所信的主，你对得起他吗
？Do you still just can give account to the Lord, who's the one who created the whole universe and also died on the cross?
耶稣基督所彰显的大爱还不足以感动你吗？
With the love that Jesus Christ revealed to you, can that touch your heart?
我就鼓励你摸摸你的心吧。
I encourage you, ask yourself.
你的心在吗
？Where's your heart?
能不能重新把你的心寻回呢
？Can you once again just find your heart back?
有时候也很心痛，这句话没人听得懂，好像。
Sometimes I feel just kind of very just painful, and how can
I
understand?
我的心好像在吗？不在了。
And you say, "Oh, my heart seems like still there."
你知道为什么不在吗？
You know why it's not there anymore?
因为你不真相信上帝。
Because you do not truly believe in God.
Yeah, 你还在相信你的金钱。
You still believe in the money.
你总是觉得你和你的钱比上帝大。
You always think you and your money is greater than God.
Yeah, 圣经说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。你能明白其中的含义吗
？The Bible says, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Yeah, 回来再讲讲耶和华。
Now let's come back talk about God.
你如果等候的是耶和华
，If the one you're waiting for is God,
你还有必要去忧虑吗
？Do you still need to worry?
你还会上胆吗
？Do you still just kind of scared?
你心里还会惧怕吗
？Will you still have fear?
你还会害怕别人怎么看你吗
？So will you be scared about how people look at you?
还担心从小到大你父母怎么看低你？你要赢回这个 credit 吗
？So do you want to just win back the credit from your parents?
靠你的钱能赢回来吗？
Can you win those back from your money?
如果你的父母是靠这个钱赢回了对你的尊重，其实从心底深处是对你的鄙视，你听得懂吗
？If you try to earn the respect just from your money, just for your parents, do you think?
除非你的父母也是个堕落到谷底之下的那个人，那你也一起堕落吧。
If so, maybe your parents is like that, then they will be the same, just fall just down.
你还在怕没面子吗
？So.Are you just too scared without no face?
怕被人冤枉。
So do you just have concern that people mistreat you?
怕这个世上不公平。
So do you have worried there's no righteousness in the world?
怕上帝没有公义。
Do you afraid that God has no righteousness?
怕没钱。
Do you have concern? You
难道你什么都怕，就是不怕耶和华吗
？So are you afraid of everything except God?
坦率讲，我是极大的好奇啊。
Actually, I'm so curious.
你等的是耶和华吗
？Are you waiting for God?
你跟上帝真有关系吗
？Do you truly have a relation with God?
如果你真有关系，你的心就回来了，你知道吗？我把奥秘在这里告诉你。
So if you do, then your heart and I just want to tell you this.
其次要等候全教会，听懂这句话要。
Second, wait for the whole church.
留意这里经文讲的奥秘是发面的重点是要全团都发起来。
So the key to leaven the dough, that is to let it work all through the dough.
经文很强调是切记发面不均匀了。
So the Bible tells us never leaven the dough unevenly.
Yeah, 在教会生活也是同样的道理。
It's the same in the church life.
Yeah, 也是切记我们单打独斗。
We just have to avoid doing things alone.
一个没有教会的人就是个浪子吧。
A person has no church. It's like
浪子的生命的特点是什么？你知道吗
？You know what is the characteristic of the prodigal?
苦读怨恨嘛。
It's the bitterness and
also
hatred. 然后
心里边充满了黑暗嘛。
And full of darkness in heart.
你看看路加福音十五章讲得很清楚，看看那个浪子的生命，一开始就觉得不满，一开始觉得不公平，一开始就怕没钱，然后就离家出走，离家出走每天跟猪住在一起，黑暗、怨恨、仇恨、怨怼，就这么来的。
Just like the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, and he just that full of the bitterness.
当然可能我们当中很多人很聪明了。
Of course, among us, many of you, you're very smart.
有很多很美好的想法了。
You have some just beautiful thinking.
我做牧师我也很愿意从正面去理解有想法的弟兄，真的是这样子。
As a pastor, I'm just willing to just positively just understand about your thinking.
的确是经历到有一些弟兄有一些姐妹真的有很好对教会很好的愿望和想法。
Also, I also do experience some brother and sister, you have a very, just like a very, very good thinking for the church.
但是我们这些聪明的弟兄姐妹们呐。
However, those so-called the smart brothers and sisters.
Yeah, 你有没有思考过一个问题呢？
Let me ask you, have you think about this?
是谁叫你这么聪明的呢？
Who make you so smart?
Yeah, 谁让你看见你的教会还没有准备好呢？
Who just made you let you see the church is not ready yet?
难道你真以为神让你提前先知道一些东西是为了彰显你的骄傲吗？
Do you think God let you know the something ahead of time is to let you to be proud?
你真的觉得自己提出一个好像与众不同、与今世作的想法，哇，你的骄傲就能够让你带你到神的面前来吗？
Do you think you just bring out some idea and that will just make you some different?
请问你为何不能忍耐等候呢？
Why can't you just wait and just endure?
能不能够等到教会这块全团的面都发起来呢？
Can you just wait until the church has worked all through the dough?
总觉得自己是一个先知，多么的了不起，聪明能干，对不对？
And you think you're just like a prophet, you're just smart and so capable.
其实你看看旧约的先知们就知道了。
Look at the prophets in the Old Testament, you will know.
旧约的先知们通常都不得好死。
The prophets Old Testament, they just died in a very terrible way.
为什么？
Why?
记载在圣经有17位先知，那没记载的呢？
In the Bible, there are 17 prophets recorded.
这先知们往往是怎么样的？他知道的多，知道的早，知道的快，对不对？
And they know things more earlier and quickly.
以赛亚是大先知，对不对？
Prophet Isaiah is a great prophet.
马拿西把他身体中间锯开一半。
King Manasseh just cut his body into half.
你真要做先知，做好这个准备没有吗？
So if you want to truly be a prophet, are you prepared for that?
其实先知的确是一个很危险的职分，你知道吗？
Do you know, prophet, it's a very dangerous position.
耶稣已经说了，先知的职分到施浸约翰为止啊。
And Jesus said, the position of prophet only till John the Baptist.
所以保罗说先知没了职分，但还有恩赐的职分呢。
And Paul said there's no position of prophet anymore, but there's the gift of prophesy.
先知讲道的恩赐，对不对？
The gift of prophesy.
像今天牧师在这里跟你们分享神的话语，就在行使一个先知讲道的恩赐。
Just like today, pastor preached a sermon. He just fulfilled the gift of prophesy.
圣经的真理是很清楚很明白啊。
The Bible's truth is very clear to understand.
但就是有人放胆去惹动神的愤怒，我是佩服他。
However, there's just some people just provoke the wrath of God.
硬是逆着神的话语来啊。
They just go against God's words.
他生命当中硬是要骨质增生出一些假先知假使徒来。
They just forcefully to create some false prophets.
我把骨质增生变成一个动词来使用了。
So I just this just like as a verb and just like some just born abnormal just come out.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是骨质增生所出来的那个骨头不是上帝造的。
That is those born just kind of abnormally just came out. That is not created by God.
罪孽而生出来的那个骨质增生，你了解吗？
It came out just from people's sins.
而那骨质增生所出来的不是那个脊梁骨，是一些软骨头。
And those bones, it's not called a spine kind of bone. It's
就是一些假先知、
假
使徒、
false prophet, false apostles.
这些人在教会的面前指手画脚、耀武扬威、挑战上帝的权柄。
They just try to, in the church, try to control and challenge God's authority.
言尽于此，我不多讲，以后跟神去交账吧。
I don't just say this up to here. I don't want to say anymore.
好，最后要等到全都发起啊。
Lastly, until it worked all through,
教会的复兴就是全团都发起来的印证啊。
Church's revival, that is the proof for the it worked all through.
请问教会复兴有什么征兆吗？
So what is a sign for church revival?
我想至少有三个印证，咱们大家一起来思考一下，好不好？
So I think there's like three signs.
一个复兴的教会一定是同心合意广传福音的。
So a church that the revival, that is that they have a united heart and they preach the gospel together.
二是尊主为大，圣经为准啊。
And second is to magnify the Lord and with the Bible as a standard.
第三呢是彼此相爱，分享见证。
Third is to love one another and sharing testimonies.
有这三样东西，我想这个教会就正在复兴了。
With these three factors, and I believe the church is reviving.
我想神透过这次 COVID-19 这场大瘟疫，让很多教会开始复兴。
I believe with the pandemic, and God just led a lot of churches to revive.
请问你的教会在复兴吗？
Is your church reviving?
请问你在复兴吗？
Are you reviving?
你在广传福音吗？
Are you just sharing to preach God's words?
你在尊主为大吗？
So do you magnify God?
你在和弟兄姐妹彼此相爱吗？
Do you just love one another with the brother sister?
你是不是正在分享主的福音呢？
Are you sharing God's the testimony?
或者问一下，你有多长时间没有分享过福音了？
Or let me ask you, how long you haven't shared God's testimony?
还是你找到，哎呀，我在 COVID-19 不好见人了，不传福音了，有没有啊？
Or you may say, well, because of due to the COVID-19, I don't share gospel anymore.
你是否曾经将教会聚会的 Zoom 这个消息发给你的亲朋好友呢？
Have you ever sent the church worship information to worship on Zoom to your friends?
从去年三月份到现在，你曾否邀请过谁去到教会的这个 Zoom 人去来敬拜主，来听主的道呢？
Since last March, so do you ever invited anybody to just join the Zoom worship?
如果一直都没有，你要警醒了。
If you never did this, you need to be cautious.
可能你真的不属于教会复兴的一部分。
Maybe you just do not belong to part of the church revival.
你属于谁？我不愿意讲。
I don't want to say who you belong to.
你知道，主知道。
You know, and God knows too.
不是你自己躲在一个阴暗的角落里边，好像自害，就觉得好像是属于耶稣基督了。No, 不可能的。
It's not you just hide in the darkness alone, and then you belong to Jesus Christ.
一个不属于基督身体、不属于基督肢体的人，是不可能属于他的头，不可能属于耶稣基督的。
A person does not belong to the body of the Christ, and for sure, it doesn't belong to the Christ.
圣经的真理讲的就是那么清楚。
The Bible's truth is very clear and very simple.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
增长的应许啊。
Promise of growth.
什么是教会增长的应许呢？
So what is the promise of growth in the church?
想过这个道理没有呢？
Have you think about this?
其实圣经早就告诉我们了。
Actually, Bible already tells us.
在使徒行传一章八节怎么说呢？
In Acts 1:8.
他说但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证，会不会啊？
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judah and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
你能不能够今天读十遍这个经文？
Can you read 10 times of this verse today?
知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
我们太容易将这个经文背下来，并且把它当作老生常谈的一段文字啊。
Because we're just very easily, we just read this verse and it seems like it's just like old saying.
能不能每次读的时候停一停，让圣灵参与，让主在你们当，在我们每个人心里边，再对我们敲一下，让我们心意更新而变化，可以吗？
When we read this verse, can you just allow the Holy Spirit just to participate and also let our heart be renewed.
每次读的时候，求神帮助我们读懂神的心意啊。
Each time we read it, we need to understand about God's heart.
那么这些经文在教导我们什么样的教会增长的应许呢？
What is this verse that teaches about the church growth?
首先是圣灵掌权呐。
First, the Holy Spirit in control.
我想跟每一位我们弟兄姐妹说一句话。
I want to tell every brothers and sister.
特别是我们福音派的教会的弟兄姐妹说一句话。
Especially with the evangelical brothers and sisters.
当我们忽略圣灵大能的时候呢？
When we neglect about the almighty power of the Holy Spirit.
就等于给撒旦留下一个破口了，攻击教会啊。
And that means we just leave the bridge to Satan to attack church.
如果我们从历史当中来看神的拯救呢？
When we see God's salvation and history,
我们会发现一件怎样的事情呢？
What do we see?
我们会发现，其实，在圣经历史当中，我们可以见证出这样的真理。
In the church history, we can just see God just testify this.
三位一体的真神都一直参与这个拯救大计啊。
The Triune God just participate the whole salvation plan.
我们的圣父呢，他负责计划这个拯救大计啊。
Holy Father in charge of the plan, planning.
圣子耶稣基督他道成肉身来到世上舍命施教，他来执行这个计划，会不会？
And also the Holy Son, he just come to the world just in flesh and just die on the cross and to execute.
使徒行传第二章开始就记载圣灵的降临了。
Acts chapter 2, talking about the Holy Spirit's coming.
约翰在耶稣在约翰福音十四章也预告他要赐下一个保惠师，就是圣灵来与我们同在，和我们一同完成这个拯救的计划。
In the book of John chapter 14, Jesus also promised he will send the Holy Spirit to for this.
所以从某种程度上来讲呢，
So from certain point,
这个使徒行传讲的也是圣灵行传，讲的就是圣灵怎么进入教会和教会同工啊。
So the book of Acts is talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit co-work together.
所以一个大的图画我们必须要晓得，对不对？
Therefore, from the big picture, we should understand.
当主耶稣驾云离开这个世界的时候呢？
When Jesus, he left this world just with on the cloud.
天使就告诉当时的人，加利利人啊，你们不要在这里干等了，主怎么离开，他会怎么回来的。
And the angels just told us that.Disciples said, "The people of Galilee, how God left us, and He will come back the same way."
他离开，留下了圣灵，对不对？
So Jesus left, but He just left the Holy Spirit to us.
所以换句话讲呢？
In another words,
主回来之前，圣灵一直是陪伴着我们的。
Before Jesus comes back again, and the Holy Spirit is with us all the time.
所以我们每天要自己问自己的是什么呢？
Therefore, every day, we need to ask us this.
我们正在与圣灵同行吗？
So, are we walking together with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵正在掌我们生命的主权吗？
Is the Holy Spirit in control of our life?
圣灵掌权的征兆就是神的荣耀。
The sign for the Holy Spirit in control, that is for God to receive His glory.
我们怎么知道神的荣耀呢？
How do we know God receive His glory?
就是我们人心的柔软。
And that is that with our heart has become just tender.
留意啊，人心柔软不是软弱的意思哦。
I'm not saying the weakness.
人心柔软的本质是对上帝 say yes.
So just be tender heart. That is when we say yes to God.
并且在生命当中，我们可以看见我们生命的改变。
Also, people can see our life changing.
不是一次，而是连续一直在进行的事情。
The life changing is not only once, but it's a continuous.
我们和旁边人都会发现我们生命会结出圣灵的果子。
So even ourselves or people around us, they can see the fruit of the Spirit.
我们也在结出福音的果子，你结出了吗？
And we also just produce the fruit of the gospel.
对我们自己的观察呢？
About observation to us.
我们越来越闻不到我们生命当中那三气啊。
And more and more, we just cannot smell about three things.
就是闻不到血气，听不到脾气，见不到戾气。
That is, we cannot smell the flesh and cannot hear the temper. Also, we cannot see the hostility.
其次是得着能力。
Second, receive power.
这人呐，一旦得着圣灵的能力呢
Once a person received the Holy Spirit's power,
人就变得没那么拽了。
Then the person is not so proud.
好像自己的能力就不见了。
It seems like his own ability is gone.
至少是自己的能力见得少了。
At least his own ability reduced.
如果我们从一个福音圈的角度来看呢？
If we just look from the viewpoint of the gospel circle,
要人的罪性会限制我们依靠圣灵的能力，对不对？
So the human being's sinful nature will limit our ability to rely on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 我们的老我会让我们比较多的去关心我们眼前的一亩三分地呀。
Our old sinful nature will make us just care more about our own territory.
甚至我们会自以为意的把自己定义的耶路撒冷这个范围里边，然后自我在这打圈圈。
Or we just stay in a circle.At what we define our own Jerusalem.
Yeah, 少有教会能够离开自己的耶路撒冷跑到犹大全地区。
Very few churches will go out of the Jerusalem and go